This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I have recovered from our Forbidden Root adventure as we're back in the studio, recapping our last couple weeks and letting you know about some tickets you should buy for some upcoming festivals. All that and more on this week's episode. Do these last 3 weeks that we do, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And Nick and I are back in the studio this week. Not at a Forbidden Root. We don't have a guest.
It feels like we haven't done this format in a while.
I know. It's kind of strange.
Been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Last week, we were at Forbidden Root, like I said. Great episode with Randy Mosier and head brewer over there.
Nick Williams. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the previous week, we had Around the Bend in his office here, and that was great hearing their story and everything they're up to. Seems like a lot of stuff happening there.
Yeah, yeah. I liked the post game at Forbidden Root when we're talking to Nick Williams, and he was like kind of like, you know, like stepping away from the project and talking about what it's like to work with Randy.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I don't know anybody that brews that hasn't read a Randy Mosier book, and it all sounded like it was kind of surreal for him.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. it's like having an idol or someone you looked up to for so long. I would think like musicians have that, and then they finally like, oh my gosh, I'm on a track with Jay-Z kind of thing.
Right.
You're like, what? I listened to you when getting in the biz kind of thing.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Those are both really good. I enjoyed those.
Yeah, so if you missed those, go back and check them out. I think the audio sounded pretty good over at Forbidden Root for us being inside a brewery.
Yeah, right next to doing all its brewery stuff, right? Yeah. Like,
so we were able to capture that. Not a great video there, but you know, it's all about listening. We're a podcast here. Videos there as bonus for everyone that watches.
Yeah.
We're back here. We did a lot over those 2 weeks, so we're kind of going to recap some of those, talk about some of the spots we checked out, and a few that you went to this week because you hit up a bunch of things.
Right on. Where should we start?
But first, our beer.
Of course. Start with the beer.
We're always drinking new local beer here on Chicago Beer Pass, and this one's coming to us from Naperville, Illinois.
Hello, this is a properly hazed, sunshine-colored America-style IPA.
So the end-all IPA from Solemn Oath Brewery.
I tell you, man, I love the gold can, and then there's like a snake on it.
Yeah. It's weird that it says properly hazed. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because this is a one ugly-ass beer.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's murky, where any other ones are kind of like, you know, look like
juice.
Like juice.
Uh-huh. And this one, this is there like was juice. Quite a bit of sediment coming out of these cans, which is kind of surprising. You don't usually see. This was canned March 16th, so only just shy of a month ago. So.
Yeah.
But it's great flavor. I'm really digging this beer.
Yeah.
I would almost not pour this beer out. It just looks like it's a pretty sweet can anyway, so
I would want to drink out of a can.
You look like really tough drinking out of this can. There's like a snake on it. If I had like a snake tattoo, man, this would just be like my summer beer.
They consistently come with solid offerings, man. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the last time I had a beer from them where I was like, yeah, it's not that great.
No.
Everything is pretty solid across the line with those guys.
Yeah, and this 6% IPA that has a little bit of that like hazy juiciness you kind of want, like the orange juice flavor going on, but it also feels more like a traditional IPA a little bit.
It's nice. I'm enjoying it.
It just does not look sexy.
No. No. It's like, you know, I remember drinking like Myers rum. You put Myers rum in with some pineapple juice.
Yeah.
It's that darker rum, and this is what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, we'll probably knock back these cans here as we dive into this episode. Man, how far are we going back?
Yeah, right. Because, it was What the Firk and Stout Fest. That's, uh-huh. I think that's the last time we That's as far back as we would go before the guests.
And we chatted a little bit about What the Firk on that episode because Around the Bend was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And touched a little bit on Stout Fest, but that was a great event. I have a video of a lot of clips that I haven't put together yet. I've been forgetting to post that, so I need to get that up.
I actually didn't know what the lineup was, who won, until I saw your IG story that day.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went, I it was Stout Fest, so I was in the bag, and I go back the next day, and then it disappeared. Stories disappear.
I'm like, oh, it's on our page, though, now. So,
But Moore won the popular vote, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? And then I want to say Chaos. They brought a glitter stout beer.
Okay.
The Homebrew Club. They were a runner-up.
That's
right. And
there
was one more runner-up.
I tried it without the glitter.
Okay.
Because you could get it both ways.
Yeah. Stout, this is the first time since the revamp that they partied at Clybourne.
Yeah.
Stoutfest is a classic, so
mm-hmm.
I'd rather enjoy myself at Stoutfest.
Yeah, but then you went out and drank some Virtue Rosé after that. You kept going strong. You know,
that was interesting too, man, because that Rosé party featured like Rosé slushies and Rosé cocktails.
Yeah.
Which I was a fan of, and then Greg Hall's there, and then the full Goose Brass is there, you know, all their social guys were there.
Yeah.
So, oh, and it was at Lonesome Rose, which is the latest project from, I want to say, the crew that does Parsons. I want to say it's that crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, good spot. They have really tasty food.
Oh, dude, their food's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it's like updated, you know, updated Mexican classics.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. There's like a speakeasy downstairs, and then there's something upstairs, but I never made it past the Rosé All Day neon sign.
Yeah. That Rosé cider from Virtue is probably just going to be like the go-to drink this summer. It's going to be the Radler of Chicago this year. I have the feeling. I already have friends that are like drinking it quite a bit. I'm drinking it. I haven't picked up any because I haven't seen it, but
yeah.
I'm around Goose Island employees / Virtue employees that end up having it.
Because Goose, you know, bought Virtue. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the nose on that thing is really what brings me the most joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just very aromatic.
Yeah.
And it doesn't like you know, it almost smells to the point where you're gonna think, oh, this is gonna be too floral, too botanical, you know, too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But then it does a good job of just kind of slowly dissipating. The flavor profile just slowly goes away. It's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see, some other stops that I made around that time. It's hard to remember, like, when stuff happened, but I took a drive out to Unani.
Oh, right on. You made it to Niles.
Yeah. I was, like, debating that day. I had some peace early on, and they had a couple barley wines on, so I was wondering where you were.
They got moose knuckles on?
Yeah, and then they had barrel-aged moose knuckles.
Come on.
I tagged you on Instagram, gave you, and was like, where's Nick White? He should be here.
Man.
Then I was just debating, and I said, I'm just going to go out to Niles. I've been thinking about it for maybe a couple weeks. Like, I just needed to go see what Unani is all about. Took the drive out there. Pretty easy drive. Got out there. That is the strangest strip mall I have ever been to.
There's the huge Bollywood movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's basically all Korean restaurants.
And then even strange from like a size standpoint, like it's a really big strip mall.
Yeah. So you have all your Korean food, Korean barbecue. You have a couple Chinese places. You have a Korean pool hall. You have Korean like bodega kind of corner stores there. Okay. And then you have Unani, who's at the time I was there, they basically had a big plank in front of their window because someone drove a car into their brewery.
Man.
Someone like fell asleep turning into the parking lot and just drove right through the window. Almost, they didn't hit any of the bar or didn't hit anything there. They just like made it in and hit the side wall.
So, you know, we can't have shit, Brad. You know that?
So there's skid marks on the floor.
Wow.
And the window was just boarded up. And so it was kind of cold because it was still chilly.
Yeah. Man, hope everybody is okay from that, man. That actually sounds like
it happened like at, you know, late at night, like, you know, 4 a.m. or something. No one was there.
Yeah.
So. But I did three of their beers, because you can do three beers for like the sample beers and you get like $1 off or something. I forget what their actual deal is. I ended up getting all beers that kind of looked exactly the same. Like one had grapefruit, one had mango, and then I got their IPA. So they all had that, you know, hazy beer IPA kind of look going on.
Yeah.
So I wish I would have got like to make a more appealing photo, got like a raspberry one and like mixed up my colors a little bit. But the beers were great. I think I was there hour and a half. I just like wrote a blog post and drank those couple samplers and then took off, because it is a little bit of a drive. It's like 30, 45 minutes to my house. So I was like, three samplers, that's good enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's a place you kind of, it's a destination place. Like you kind of have to get up and go. Oh, I like the Unani, and then, because they're, Unani's mostly like Saisons and then like wild ales. And then the sister project.
Hubbard's Cave. Yeah,
so that was where
the IPA came from, was the Hubbard's Cave part. So yeah. I was like, I need something to offset. I'll get two sours and an IPA here.
Yeah.
But it was packed in there. Like, it was really busy. It was all white people from the suburbs. Like, no Koreans. You're in the strip mall with, like, Korean barbecue places. So it was just like... Yeah. It was weird. Like, the brewery is in this place that it's like, I bet the group that goes to all these places are not coming to the brewery typically. So it was weird. Just like, the crowd was not the same crowd as that strip mall, but they probably all live in Niles or live around Niles.
Yeah. I remember him saying like, how the city of Niles, cause they were brewing in the city. Like, not too far from like Fulton,
by Hubbard. They were that's where Hubbard's Cave comes from.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
They were like it might have been Hubbard, but it was like a side street. It was an unmarked street, basically.
Yeah, and like the city of Niles was like super cool to work with, and they got it up and running real quick. So that's an interesting project. Yeah, I mean, because I love those. There's like an elegance to their bottles, right? It's the 765, the big format bottles, and then the sours and the Hubbard's Cave stuff is all pretty cool.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
I almost bought some to go, but they're all very good, large format, like you said, but they're kind of expensive too. I was like, I don't know if I really want one right now, because they also have a list of 24 beers, so I feel like I need to experience more before I commit to a bottle. So 24 draft lines at Unani/ Hubbard's Cave. So make it out there. Next time I go, I'm eating that one of those like Korean barbecue places or something.
It's probably the real deal.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. And maybe then play pool and then go back to the brewery or something.
Catch one of those movies, man.
Are there subtitles? Do I get like?
I don't know. I've never been. It's the largest strip mall I think I've ever seen.
And there's like an IHOP kind of. There's like a pancake house in there too. It was just weird. It's a weird strip mall.
It's a collection of things you don't usually see together.
Yeah.
For sure.
That was probably, I think, one of my most interesting stops over the past couple weeks as far as breweries go. I know we've posted a lot of pictures on Instagram.
We've been getting around, man. Stops at Corridor, obligatory stop at Corridor. Mars. Have you been down to Mars? I went down to Mars.
Did not go to Mars. How was that?
Mars is it's what you would expect from the bottles. When you see the bottles, this is kind of an extension of that.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like I think their space is really good, man. Everything from like, you know, from the artwork to the glassware to just like the whole aesthetic, the way the place was laid out, I was really a fan of it. They had a lot of paintings on the walls, like the murals that kind of reminded me of McKellar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Just overall solid play if you're down there.
Okay.
You know, and then they got their own kitchen, which I was kind of surprised, because Maria's has Kimski's. These aren't, you know, Kimski's and Mars, they're not really that far apart. So,
okay.
But it is its own thing. I would say maybe a good, no, it's a good mile
and a half. Well, yeah, it can't be that far. Bridgeport's.
Yeah. How big is Bridgeport?
Yeah. Right?
Solid though.
Okay.
Just those are two solid places. Man, I got caught up with Argus over since we've been recording.
Okay.
Yeah, they hooked up with this place called City Barbecue.
Yeah.
City Barbecue is a chain of barbecue joints that focuses on the surrounding areas of a population center. They focus on the suburbs.
Okay.
I'm like, why are you guys called City Barbecue? You know, but yeah, they're from Columbus. This is their 30th location, and they're not a bar, but they will have one beer. And
okay.
So they tasked the local GM with finding a brewery that he likes, and he picked Argus.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I caught up with the Argus guys. Argus, like, for me, well, I lived in South Shore for a minute, and that was the closest brewery to me, Argus. Mm-hmm. But then also, it was around the time when I started, like, really getting into beer, so I would party with those guys, like, a lot.
Sure, right? Okay.
Oh, but since my last story, man, you know, they had their original brewmaster was like he was from Wisconsin. He won like 17 GABF medals in his California days. So he left, and in comes Mary Pelletieri, who's apparently a chemist who used to work at Siebel, and then she worked at Miller Coors, and of course she may have had a role in Sophie at Goose Island.
Oh, okay,
right. I didn't know so that. She's like just like so she's their brewmaster now. Yeah. Oh, and right after she came on, they won a gold medal for their lager right after she came on. And yeah, so their program is shifting a little bit. The artwork's different. The beers taste a little different. And it's really easy to get, like, lost in the shuffle, especially all you have to do is, like, you know, as we talk all the time, right? Like, if you have a beer from somebody and you don't like it, then, like, there's so many breweries. Like, do you even make it back around?
You may not go back.
You
yeah.
May not and go that's, back. Yeah.
That's sadly what happens to a lot of breweries. That we've seen it happen with Argus. We've seen it happen with Finch. We've seen it happen with a few others that just don't make it out of that. Like, you had too many beers that people didn't like, and then you're, I don't know, bottom of the shelf, and no one's picking you up.
Yeah, yeah. So it was nice to see these guys kind of have like a rebirth of sorts, where it's like they kind of like hit the reset button and just changed their whole. The whole way they view making beer, because these beers were good. These beers were all pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. So Argus Lager, they hooked up with Bloodshot, the record label.
Okay.
And they've got an ESB. They call it Bloodshot Red. And I realized at that party, like, man, I'm not always in the mood. Like, if I'm drinking all day and there's lagers around, I might want to try, if there's food involved, I might want to try an ESB. You know what I mean? As far as, like, just having something that's not hop forward, but still interesting. You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, having a lager, which is kind of like, all right, reset palate, drink, cleanse palate.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I want something that's like a little more fun. So the ESB, I realized that did that for me. So.
Oh, cool.
So that was a good time. So cheers to those guys.
Nice. And then I saw this past weekend you were all over this, what, Evanston,
yeah, Purple man. Line so, area. So, you know, we live up in, you know, Rogers Park now. Mm-hmm. So we do things like, you know, we go to Empirical, and then, well, what do we do now? We, you know, we feel good. Oh, let's go to Evanston. There's a cool bottle shop up there. Let's go to Smiley Brothers. So that's what we end up doing.
Okay.
Yeah, Smiley Brothers. That was my first time there. That place looks really good.
It looks nice. It looks like a place in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Like it just.
Yeah.
That's the vibe you get.
Yeah. Just like.
It's big.
Like a lodge on the outside. And on the inside, it's really big. There's wood everywhere. It's really a cool place. Their Purple Line is what I came for.
Okay.
Why
did you go for the Purple Line?
I remember being at Great American Beer Fest at both years that they won. And I remember saying to myself, man, you know, I've never been up there.
Okay.
So, and then I just happened to see that it was coming out this weekend. So yeah, that's their summer ale. So that's a Bavarian wheat ale. It's got hibiscus, it's got blackberries, it's got blueberries.
Okay.
Yeah. It comes in the really big Pete serves a beer in the same kind of glass.
Oh, kind yeah.
That,
the wheat
ale glass.
Yeah.
We saw
we do not. I cannot remember the name of that.
It comes in the long cylinder wheat ale glass that kind of has a bulb at the top, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that place was cool. Oh, we started at Empirical, man. So Empirical, because I was with Afro Beer Chick, and it was six of them, six local beer personalities, and they were all doing this show called the Craft Beer Showdown.
Oh, okay.
Or Craft Beer Showdown. So it's like the they go to different bars, and then they you know, they compare this bar to this bar, right? So I think it was that day. It was. Irving Park. It was old Irving versus Empirical.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they're doing a full-on, like, you know, they're touring the place, they're talking to the brewmaster, and then at the end they sit on the table, have a beer, and they discuss everything from the beer to the place, and then they compare it to the last place they went.
Oh, nice.
So that's actually how my day got started, just kind of, you know, hanging out with those guys. So, So cheers to them.
Nice. That sounds pretty solid.
Yeah. Oh, and then I ended up went to a couple more things.
Yeah.
Man. Sometimes I feel like I talk too much.
No, you were all over the place. You were posting a ton of stuff.
Oh man, you know, I think the two coolest things I went to were the Chicago Pizza Summit at Tally Hall,
mm-hmm.
and the Michigan City Casino Blue Chip preview event. So we'll start with the Chicago Pizza Summit. There's nothing really to report there. It's an old style party. So there's old style, you know, 3-4 different ways. There's a Chicago handshake. You know, that sort of thing. So there's two things you can get. You can get one of these old styles, or you can get some Malort.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, let me get the old style. Let me get the handshake. Let me get the Malort and the...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And this is the only place that I think you can go where it's like, I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, there's Lou Malnati's next to Geno's East next to Home Run Inn. Like, I've ever had all those on one plate at one time, right? Like, it was cool for that. Yeah. Okay. Soundtrack was killer. Every song was about pizza, which was cool. And then it's like a full-on pizza celebration, so... Yeah.
All right. So you're leaving pretty full after that.
Dude, it was a good time.
Yeah.
That party was a really good time. And then I ended up at the Michigan City Blue Chip Festival. This is their 8th one. It's in a casino,
mm-hmm.
which also has a hotel. And then what they do every year is they have a brewmaster's lunch before the festival. And there's a guest of honor every year. So last year it was Sam Calagione and Dogfish Head. This year is going to be Josh Deeth and Revolution. So you pay the $100 and you get to come in basically 2 hours early, have a luncheon with Josh.
Okay.
And then you get VIP access to the party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Their party is going to be on May 5th. It's actually like sneaky good.
Oh, cool.
They're doing about 3,000 people in the covered garage at the Blue Chip Hotel and Casino.
So you can get tickets now for that?
Yeah, you can get tickets now, and that party is next weekend on March 5th.
Okay.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Mm.
Yeah. So, made the rounds, man.
No, that's Evanston, Michigan City, Pizza Summit. Whew, you're all over the place. Anything else we're missing or forgetting about that we checked out? I think that sums up, I think, and quickly in 20 minutes what we can sum up here. We could always dive in more into all this stuff.
I think that's a good snapshot though.
Yeah.
I'm just excited that, you know, so you look at some of these places, right? Like Orland Park, Evanston, like you said, Pilsen,
Niles,
Michigan City, like there's so much cool stuff to do in the whole scene, you know, like not just, and they were saying like 30% of 30% of people who live in Northwest Indiana work in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the guys, you know, like, shout out to Zorn and Evil Check in Indiana, because they were kind of saying, like, yo, we all consider ourselves part of Chicagoland. When we go out of town, we tell people we're from Chicago, and then we go down into, well, we're from right outside, and, oh, we're from Michigan City, Indiana. Like, they all kind of...
That's because Indiana. I would say I was from Chicago, too. You don't want anyone to know you're from Gary.
No. But, yeah, like, I didn't really understand, like, because, you know, like we say, we have, like, suburban ties.
Yeah.
And we always – I understand Chicagoland from that standpoint. That's but right. You forget, like, on the other side of the state.
Yeah, it's it's no different than going 45 minutes west and saying, oh, yeah, I grew up in Naperville, but I'm from Chicago versus 45 minutes east and you're in – Indiana.
I mean, it's kind of all the same vibe, yeah. And I was like, yo, like, I know all the Chicagoland breweries, but this is also part of Chicagoland, but this is like a whole nother world for me.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about real quick, Czech. They're called Chip, you know, Czech Monk. It's spelled the way you spell chipmunk.
Okay. Right?
And oh, but this guy, this Bavarian brewer, he had a pils on with lactose and vanilla in the pils. And I'm like, this makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why would you even do that? That sounds dumb. And then I try it, and it's a dead ringer for like a fucking, like an A&W cream soda.
Okay.
You know, it's like a dead ringer for that. And I was like, you know what, man? I spoke too soon. I've had this beer twice now, and it's actually pretty interesting. Yeah. But I'm like, but on paper, like, why would you ever throw lactose and vanilla in the pills?
Right, yeah.
But it worked.
Hmm.
Yeah. So... oh yeah, but Burnham was there as well. Burnham Brewing, and they've done collabs with like Floyd's and 18th Street.
Okay,
those guys. But yeah, man, Indiana, man, Northwest Indiana.
Nice. So was that pills then the best thing you drank? It's been 2 weeks since we talked about the best thing we drank.
Yeah.
Was that up there? Was that a highlight?
Man, I would say either that or the old style Radler.
What?
But no. It was either old style and a
was
shot
it the
of
hams you were drinking?
Old style and a shot of Malort or the pills. I'm gonna go with the pills.
Okay.
Because I just thought, hey, you know, you get a gold star for creativity here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you might have went with the hams because we've been doing those bar stops.
Man. You know.
And we've been going to Slashies.
And I was more of a fan of the hams than I was the Labatt Blue.
Okay.
The Labatt Blue had me like feeling like a little bit of regret. You know, a little. It was like more pain and suffering.
Well, you had two.
Cause we couldn't charge the car. We couldn't just get the one. We had to get the two. But you know, the hams was actually like, you know, kind of good.
Kind of good. Okay.
No, it was kind of good. Oh yeah. Should we talk about what Slashies did we go to, man? We went to Miller's Pub. That was the Black Blue.
On Roscoe.
On Roscoe. It's like the hockey bar, not too far from the studio.
Mm-hmm. And then we were over at Tavern, what was that?
Oh, Loop Tavern.
Right down the street from my Forbidden Root. We've been posting those audio things on Anchor and tweeting them out, so check that out if you missed them.
So do you have to download Anchor, or can you just play it from the?
You could just play it.
Okay, just play it from the web.
Twitter, yeah.
Okay.
We're doing a next one. Wherever we go now, we're gonna try a different mic. Hopefully, we'll continue better audio. Yeah. It's always weird recording on location. You're never sure what you can get recording with your phone.
Yeah.
But a couple nice Slashies, or maybe not nice, interesting Slashies.
Interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like Loop Tavern. I actually like them both.
Yeah.
I think Loop Tavern, they play their music really loud.
Right.
Which is kind of fun, you know? You walk in and it's loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the best thing I drank was over at Whirly Ball.
Oh, right on.
They had some 2017 Bourbon County on.
Mm-hmm.
But I went with the Mocha Merlin from Firestone Walker.
You weren't down with the $15 a pour for the BCS, OG BCS?
No, and like with the potential of like, hey, I'm going to run around and play laser tag. Let me get that 15% beer.
Yeah.
No, the Mocha Merlin from Firestone, it was like pretty, it was an oatmeal stout, so it was pretty low ABV, and it was just like toasty, roasty, warm and welcoming kind of thing that you kind of...
Sure.
Sometimes you just want, especially if your first beer, just kind of like, yeah, warm me up. Let me get groovy here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's true. Yeah. You don't want to just go all in.
Yeah. So that was my best thing. So a little Firestone Walker. All right. So you mentioned coming up on May 5th is this Blue Chip event.
Yes. The 8th annual Blue Chip Brew Fest.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I've always go to the preview. I never go to the party. So I was always working on Saturdays, mm-hmm. but I'm going to try to go this year, I think.
Nice. Also happening May 5th then is a Chicago Beer Classic at Soldier Field.
Right on. And that's the one where you can actually like get on the field, I think.
Yeah. So I've gone a couple years in a row. It's pretty good. It's it's way better if it's nice out. It's kind of – it falls in that like time. It's May 5th, like right now, where it's kind of chilly and when you're outside all day – you just get colder.
Yeah, your day might start in the 30s around here in the spring. Yeah,
and you're really close by the lake, so...
Even worse, that's
it's
true.
It's chilly, but it's a really cool fest. So,
yeah.
That's May 5th, so you can buy tickets for both of these right now. What did you say? The Blue Chip was $100 for that dinner.
For the VIP, yeah, and I think general admission is more like a $35 price point.
Okay, and I believe Chicago Beer Classic's around the same price. I think it's $45 maybe. Yeah.
And then, speaking of cold weather events, like this weekend, this Saturday actually would have been Dark Lord Day.
Okay.
Had they kept the original date from like maybe the first 7 or 8 of them.
Yeah, because it's usually cold and wet and slightly rainy. And it's never a great time to go stand in line for beer.
Yeah. Last year, I think they moved it and they said, you know what? We're just going to keep it further out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chicago Craft Beer Week, be damned. Illinois Craft Beer
Illinois, Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. And then also this week, our buddy Ken Hundermeter's band, The Hemispheres, are playing over at House of Blues.
Yeah. So they got this series called Hopped Up. and each one features different brewers. This time around, it's going to be Boulevard down in Kansas City and Moody Tongue in Tulsa.
Nice. I've been seeing a lot of people posting the Boulevard cans from the Royal.
The Kansas City Royals?
Kansas City Royals. Yeah, they have like a can that Boulevard put out that looks pretty great.
Dude, because I'm a White Sox fan, and Kansas City's in our division, and I've always wanted to hit an AL Central tour of all the divisions, because the stadium down there, they got waterfalls, you know, in the outfield, they got these huge waterfalls. What? Like, I've always wanted to go to Kansas City to go to that stadium, you know.
All right, maybe that's your excuse for some Boulevard beer.
Yeah.
Any other events people should know about besides getting those tickets and going to listen to the Hemispheres?
No, that is our feature event. You know, I went to one of those. I went to one of those in October last year.
Yeah.
And it's a damn good time. I think House of Blues, you know, I mean, because I tell people Home Run Inn is my favorite pizza, but I like the original Home Run Inn.
Yeah.
And I go to House of Blues, and I know there's House of Blues is everywhere. But really, House of Blues is like, for real, is like a top three venue for me. I love that place.
Nice.
And when you're in a booth, you know, feeling good, and you see, you know, Ken and the boys doing their thing down on the stage,
right?
And there's like, you know, taps everywhere from all these jockey boxes from local breweries. It's cool, man.
Awesome. Cool. Well, yeah, check those out. And then before we get out of here, we got some beer news.
Yeah, let's talk about it, man. Up in Evanston.
Yeah.
Why am I stuttering? It's this fucking beer. Up in Evanston, Midnight Pig is open in a tap room.
I don't know, Midnight Pig.
Midnight Pig is the old Tommy Nevin's pub out in Plainfield.
Okay.
So they changed their name to Midnight Pig out there, and now they're introducing a concept in Evanston, and it's the self-serve technology.
Oh, okay.
So all 30 taps will be pour your own beer, essentially, in Evanston. So there's...
Have you gone to any of those places yet?
I have not.
Yeah, me either. I don't like it, because when you go to a bar, they will often pour out a lot of a beer, because it's all like... It's the first pour. It's usually too much foam, and it's kind of heavy. You can't do that if you're pouring yourself.
Oh, and they're charging you by the ounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to go. If you pour it out and it's a bunch of foam and head, that's what you got to go with.
That's true. And then but sometimes you can get some good deals, because I think it's like, you know, it's usually like a flat rate per ounce.
Yeah.
And then some beers... You know, you probably get a better bang for your buck.
Well, it should be a little cheaper, right? Someone's not pouring it for you, right?
Yeah. I take that back. I went to one called Beer Fest out in Indiana once.
Okay.
I mean, it got old kind of quick, right? But we'll see how this goes. Now, you know, the only other brewery in the state with Pig in their name is Peckish Pig, which is also in Evanston.
Right, because Pig Mines left.
Oh, yeah, no, Pig Mines. I forgot about Pig Mines. Pig Mines is in Rockford.
Oh, yeah.
So there's Pig Mines, Peckish Pig, and Midnight Pig. And now both Midnight Pig and Peckish Pig are both in Evanston. Now.
Okay. Yeah. Funny.
The 2018 World Beer Championships are upon us. Now, this is from tastings.com.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit different from the World Beer Cup that's happening next week in Nashville, right?
For CBC.
The World Beer Championships, they do theirs every month. Every month it's a different category that wins an award.
Oh, wow.
Right? So the most recent award was for Best IPA, and Short Fuse, man, who we've had on the show. We've had their beer on the show.
Yeah.
Short Fuse won for their New England IPA.
Oh, wow. I just had their Purple Juice, I want to say. It was fun.
They're with Schiller Park,
yeah,
which I believe is like by O'Hare.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for those guys, man. Cheers to them. Yeah, Keith Villa is in the news. He, of course, is the brewmaster that just retired from Blue Moon after 20 years.
Okay.
He created the Blue Moon recipe. So his latest project is called Sierra Beverages, and Sierra Beverages is going to focus on THC-infused alcohol-free beers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So apparently the law prohibits alcohol and cannabis from being in the same product. So he's going to brew the beer like normal, de-alcoholize it, and then infuse it with THC.
Okay, and then you can buy the beer separate and mix it, blend it yourself.
I mean, you could, you know, probably blend it with some Blue Moon at that point. You know? Yeah.
Nice.
And then finally in news, Men's Journal had an article recently about America's coolest microbrewery, and they tapped the good folks down in Ava, Illinois, at Scratch.
Okay.
And said, this is the coolest microbrewery of them all. Brad.
in the U.S.
In the U.S. This is the
Scratches. The coolest.
This is the coolest one. It's the Great American Brewery that does away with standard pale ales and focuses on there's that word botanicals again.
Yeah.
Right? Botanicals, foraging, and then and then they look the part. When you go to festivals, they look the part.
They look like woods people.
They look like people that, might live in the woods.
Hills people.
Or in the woods. Yeah. And then they're bringing you these beers that are like, have all these ingredients that you're like, well, I don't think I've ever had that in a beer. Let's give it a spin.
Right? Yeah, which is, it's fun, but cool? I don't know.
According to the good folks at Men's Journal, they're cool.
I don't know. I didn't know Men's Journal was still around.
I used to read it in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the 90s.
I didn't know it was still around.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's good for Scratch. Nice job. Like we said, we hardly ever get their beer. You've mentioned that Beer Temple often has a Scratch tap on.
Yeah, it's the only dedicated Scratch tap in the city is Beer Temple.
So yeah, check that out if you're looking for some of their beer. Well, cool. That's going to do it for this week's episode. We ran through this much quicker than I thought we would. So that's really good for us. Tip of the hat there.
Right on.
Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Check that out because, like I said, the anchor kind of bar highlights are getting posted through there. Instagram, we're blowing that up all the time, trying to post photos almost every day. We're out drinking, hitting up all these spots in Chicago and Chicagoland area.
We're doing this for you, Chicago.
Throwing up those sexy, hazy New England IPA photos that everyone tends to love. Awesome. Well, and then ChicagoBeerPass.com. Everything, all the episodes are there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.